This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. In for Elizabeth Harrison this morning, I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Rhode Island's health department says this season's flu has turned out to be especially bad. A spokeswoman for the department says the state has had 380 flu hospitalizations so far this season. That compares to 90 for all of last season. Health Department Director Dr. Michael Fine estimates roughly 40% of the state has been vaccinated against the flu, and he is urging those not vaccinated to do so, saying it is not too late. No pediatric flu deaths have been reported in Rhode Island. Data for adult deaths in Rhode Island not yet available. Massachusetts has reported 18 flu-related deaths so far this year. Reacting to the severity of the flu there, Boston yesterday declared a public health emergency for that city. Rhode Island's congressional delegation says a little more than $1 million in federal funding is on its way to buy property in Westerly. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, the plan is to turn land along Canal Street into open green space.
The $1.1 million in federal funding will go toward the purchase of 5 residences and 3 pieces of non-residential property on Canal Street in Westerly's North End. The area floods often and was severely damaged during the big flood of 2010. The plan is to demolish the homes and turn the land into wetlands. Westerly has already bought a nearby patch of land that was once home to a gas station and a metal shop. It stretches along the Pawcatuck River, and the town plans to turn it into a waterfront park. And work is being done to improve sidewalks and drainage on another piece of land in the area. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Tourism has been exploding at the Newport Mansions. The Preservation Society of Newport County reports it welcomed 883,000 visitors to the mansions last year. That's an 11% increase over the previous year and the strongest growth on record. Evan Smith is CEO and president of Discover Newport. He says expanded tour offerings and hours are responsible for the double-digit growth.
I would like to give kudos to the Preservation Society for their proactive thinking. Some people tend to think the same way, and I find this very refreshing that they're looking for new ways to expand the season and create new programming. So I really salute their proactive nature.
The Preservation Society plans to further expand hours this year. The spring season will begin on February 15th, pulled back from the traditional first week of April. And all 11 mansions will remain open from Labor Day to Columbus Day. That's a 5-week expansion of the season. A settlement in a Massachusetts lawsuit is being seen by some as an important victory for similar lawsuits across the country. The Eli Lilly Company has reached a settlement of an undisclosed amount with 4 sisters. The women say their breast cancer was caused by the synthetic hormone DES, which had been prescribed to their mother. DES was prescribed to millions of women during the 1950s to prevent miscarriages and was manufactured by Eli Lilly. Lilly says it believes the medication, quote, did not cause the conditions alleged in the lawsuit, but the settlement was in its best interest.